Are you ready? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, about 8 verses today. If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
If you're really ready, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Yes, there we go. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. We're talking about the Holy Spirit today. It says, there are different kinds of service, but that same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works in all of them, in all men. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by that same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. We're talking about the Spirit, amen? To another, miraculous powers, to another, prophecy, to another, distinguishing between spirits, and to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives to each one just as He determines. Lord, we thank You this morning, Lord, that You are mighty and awesome, that You meet us in this place. And that You guide us and direct us, Lord, that we can come into a greater understanding of who You are and the greater understanding of the purpose that You have for each one of us, Lord, the gift that You have for each one of us, Lord, and the position and role that You have for each one of us in Your kingdom and in this church. Lord, as we are drawn and guided by Your Spirit into fullness, Lord, You equip us for that, Lord. Give us a hunger and a desire for that. And we give You praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. Well, it is good to see you today. You are looking good. I hope I am looking good to you, that you can see me okay. Not, tell me afterward. I want to talk to you today about paintball. How many of you have ever paintballed? Really? Jackie, you paintball? Do you win? All right, who else? Who else is paintball? Show me. Nice and high. Oh, man, it's way with the paintball crew on this side. All right. What? BBG. Yeah, Brokey's done it with real bullets. Okay. Yeah, it's good to win on those days. But, okay, paintball, for those of you who don't know, it's kind of like tag with bullets. And what you do is you have your team, and they are all geared up, and they go through this course, right? And you go through and you can hide through stuff, and the other team has like a goal or like a flag or something like that, their fortress, their home base, and you are to take their base, okay? So it's kind of like a war, and you're going after each other. Now, I've never done this. I might be off. If I'm off, tell me later. I'm sorry. But as you draw closer to the prize, you draw closer to the enemy. And the closer you get, the more skills you need, the more danger that there is. The closer you get, the better you got to be. Are you tracking with me now? All right. So as we talk about the Spirit of God, and we talk about the kingdom of God, what Paul is writing to this church, he's saying, hey, the further you go in the plan of God, and the further that you go in the kingdom of God, the better you're going to have to be. And he says that God is invested by the blood of His Son into making you better. Amen? Does that sound like a good deal? So as the Lord calls you into greater and greater things, He equips you more and more and more. And the question is how far do you want to go? And incredibly, that's what Scott talked about in his communion time. God wants you to step up. God wants you to be better than you are. God wants you to find victory. Last week, we talked about a promise of power to the disciples. Jesus said, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And I believe that promise is for us today, that you can receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Is that something that is interesting to you? See, if you are going to progress in the kingdom of God, if you are going to progress in the plan of God, in the church of God, you are going to need the power of God. You are going to need to be better than you are. He says, you're going to receive power and you're going to be my witnesses in your hometown, in the area around your hometown, in the areas around that and beyond, all across the world. If you're going to do that, you're going to need to be better than you are. Amen? Amen. You're saying, wow, that seems kind of scary to me. There's a lot of people that it is scary to. There is a lot of people that are not experiencing that type of power. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Paul writes in a letter to another church in Ephesus, and he says, I am praying that the eyes of your heart might be opened and that you might experience, you might know the hope to which God has called you. That there is something that God has called you to, something bigger than what you are. And he says, in order for you to know that hope, he says, I wish that you would know the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints and his incomparably great power for us who believe. Amen. Now, he's writing this to who? A church. He's writing this to a group of believers who do not know, have not yet experienced what? The incomparably great power that is available to the church through the blood and sacrifice of Jesus Christ, through the sacrifice or through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that he would come upon you and make you better than you are. Why? So that you can go further in him. My question for you today is, do you want to go further in him? Or are you fine where you're at? Some of us are. Some of us got other stuff going on. Some of us are going, man, you're growing a little bit late. It's time for us to go, isn't it? This entire service is an inconvenience to you. And realistically, you are probably not experiencing the incomparably great power of our Lord in your life. Did Roki's story blow you away when he got the check for the very amount the Lord was talking to him about? You want to experience that stuff in your life? You want to step into a life of faith and trust? We're talking about being touched by God. The title of today's message is Pressing Into the Power of God. I hope you want some. Amen? All right, let's take a look. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. First three verses of that chapter read, now about spiritual gifts, I don't want you to be ignorant, my brothers. Ignorant. I don't want you to be untrained. I don't want you to have a lack of knowledge. And so as we talk about the supernatural power of God, we're going to talk about supernatural gifts. We're going to talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He says, you know that when you were pagans... How many of you guys were pagans? How many people just lost in the world? Oh, I was way lost. He says, you know that when you were lost, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray. Any of you led astray? Any of you under the influence of people that want no well for you in your life? Want no good ends for you? Amen? Right? Paul is saying, hey, we know that we used to live up some pretty messed up lives, heading in all kinds of messed up directions. He says, we were led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Amen. We can live a Spirit-directed life. You can live a Spirit-directed life. And the Holy Spirit will give you a new target in your life. Rather than being driven astray and led astray by all kinds of people that want to get over on you, God would come and take residence up in your life and give you a new vision, a new hope, and a new goal. Doesn't that sound good, Sandra? Isn't life better that way? Now, hey, you still got to work it out. You still got to figure it out. But if you are going to follow that direction, you need to be better than what you are. What? Yes. You need to be Spirit-empowered and Spirit-equipped. You're going to follow God. You need to be better than what you are. And God is interested in making you better than what you are. Jesus is Lord. That is our target. Jesus is my boss. Is that what you're interested in? Is that what you're pursuing in your life? Some of you say, no, not really. That's not my focus. I got other stuff going on. Bible would tell us that you can serve just one master. You cannot serve two. You will love the one and you will hate the other. And you see here, Jesus is cursed or Jesus is Lord. You're going to have one or the other.
That's right.
Don't be bringing this on me, Pastor. Hey, sorry, it's in the Word. That's my job. So where's your relationship with the Lord? You want him to just be your lackey? Lord, I could use this. I could use a little bit extra money. I could use this. I could use that. Lord, can you hook me up? Some of you just want God to just be their boy. Hook me up. Take care of my stuff. That's a whole lot different than, Lord, you are my all in all. Paul says, some of you are ignorant. I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be untrained about the spiritual things in life. Paul says, let me educate you. And so as we go through this series on being touched by God, we're going to talk about spiritual things in your life. Because of our past, there's all kinds of confusion. I mean, all kinds of movies and vampires and all kinds of witches. I mean, witchcraft is just off the charts. And you got the Muslims, man, all over the place doing all kinds of crazy stuff. It's so messed up out there. Paul says, don't be ignorant. I'm saying today, echoing that, don't be ignorant. Let's be trained. Let's be equipped in our lives. And we're going to talk about spiritual things. We're going to avoid confusion. In our former lives, we were distracted by all kinds of stuff. Don't be distracted anymore. Because many of the things that were going on in your life are things that would put you at odds with Jesus.
That's right.
Amen? Amen? I mean, you can't follow God and drag some of the stuff from your past along. Can I get a witness on that? Some stuff, if you're going to follow God, you're going to have to leave some of that stuff behind.
Yes.
Amen? All right. God brings unity. Look around this place. I tell you what, you are looking good from up here, but I tell you what, you look around and you are a unique group. Turn to somebody and say, you are unique. Oh man, you're unique. Yeah. I'll tell you what, where else do you sit in a group like this during the week? Nowhere, right? Why? Because God is bringing us together to do a thing. He says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit, that unifying Spirit. There are different kinds of service. That's a job. That's a job. Thank you very much. But the same Spirit, right? Same Lord. There's different gifts, there's different jobs, but God is pulling us together and making us into a body, into the church. And so as you look around, each one of you is here for a reason. Each one of you is here for a purpose. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works in all men, and I'll say in all women. That God is calling you here to do something incredible. God is calling us each here for a purpose. Now, for you to accomplish the purpose that God has for you in your life, you're going to have to get better. And God will make you better. He says, I'll give you power. I'll give you spiritual gifts. I'll give you spiritual abilities that you were not even aware were available to you. I'll make you better so you can be better for me. How many of you have experienced that in your life already? Amen? Now, here's the thing. Do you think you're done?
No.
Everybody here has got more to go. Everybody here has got something to do. Talk about spiritual gifts. I don't want you to be ignorant. Let me tell you about spiritual gifts. We're going to be talking about 8 spiritual gifts in just a minute. We're going to talk about 8 areas of service that you can fill in your life. And God has called each one of you to at least one. God takes all this crazy diversity. I mean, we got every color. I mean, Melinda back there barely speaks English. God calls Melinda here for a reason. We got this thing going on with the Spanish ministry downstairs. They're outgrowing the room. Isn't God good?
Yes.
Amen? God will make you better just so that you can keep up with him. God takes all this diversity that we have in this room and lines us up and points us in the same direction. And we call that the church. God takes it all, lines it up on him. God takes it all and makes it better. If you're going to follow him, you're going to have to be better. Amen? One thing we've been doing around here, and you might not have noticed it today, we have had a couple of electronic difficulties today. Have you noticed? And some lighting issues, yeah, okay. But one thing that we have done is we've replaced, we put that speaker in, and these speakers were replaced, and we're doing all kinds of work around. We got new microphones up here. We got these red things up here. Those are not mine. Those are just a little addition by the worship team. But we do got mics. We got new cabling. We got all this stuff. We got all this stuff going on. And it takes work. If you're going to get better, it's going to take what? Work, right? Well, I'm up here the other day, and I'm looking at this speaker right here. And it was actually a speaker that was like that one, okay? And so we put this one up here, and it was on a different stand. And I'm up here, and Gail was gone, and I'm standing on this bench, right? And I'm standing like right here, and I'm looking at the top. Let's see, can I do this? Let's see. So I'm standing right here, right? And I'm kind of twisting around, and I'm looking at the cables on the top. Okay. Now I want to show you something about this this piano bench. It's in the shape of an X. You see that? And so I'm standing, and I begin to stand on this edge. Right? And I'm looking, I'm kind of bending, and all of a sudden, the bench begins to go like this. Right? And I'm like, I'm kind of flying through the air, and my first thought is, where am I? And my second thought is, how stupid. My third thought is, don't crash into the keyboards. And so I twist. I'm literally falling like this, and I fall right on my wallet on here, right? So I've, like, twisted through the air, and, like, bam! This was near 2 weeks ago, all right? I still have a softball-sized bump right there, right where my wallet is. So I fall right here, and I go, ah. And then I fall right on my elbow, and I'm laying on the ground. And again, I have that thought, stupid. And then I think, you know, have I harmed myself? You know, have I broken my hip? I'm hurting. I'm just like laying on, oh, this hurts so. I thought that, this hurts so bad. Oh, man. And Ramiro's in there working on the computer. And I'm laying there for like 5 minutes. And he comes out there and he goes, was that you? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, I thought that was a door slamming. Are you okay? And I go, yeah. Can I help you up? I go, no, let me just lay here in a heap. But the speakers sound better. Hear this? Nothing. The other speakers would buzz incessantly. I'd have Mike turn that one off. They're like, you don't buzz anymore. That's the changes we make. You're going to get better. Change has to happen. It's going to take work. That Spanish class downstairs is exploding out of that room. We are going to do some remodeling downstairs. We need some folks to help paint. We need some folks to help do some demolition and cart some drywall and stuff. We were hoping to do it tomorrow because he was packing out. I don't know how many he got done. He got 10 down there. It barely fit in there. So who could help me tomorrow do a little remodeling? There's cool. Timothy, I don't know how. You can manage it. Take that help. Very good. All right. Oh, Mike, you're helping. You're already signed up. Hey. We're going to follow God. We got to get better. Amen? We want to this place to serve us. It's going to take effort. We're going to have to put work. We put work in us. We put work in the place. And what do? We're better able to serve God. Amen? All right. Number two, God is making us better. Praise the Lord. Have you experienced that in your life? God is making you better. Amen? Says, now to each one, the manifestation. You know what manifestation means? The existence, the appearance, the display of, something like that, the manifestation. The manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Say, what? I want something for me. Well, you're in the wrong spot, folks. Can I get a witness on that, please?
Amen.
You're going to get something from God. It's not going to be for you. Well, what am I doing here? That's what you want. You're in the wrong spot. You do not get stuff for you. You get stuff so that you can serve the common good.
Amen?
Amen? What do we get? To one, there's given the message of wisdom, the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge. To another, faith. To another, gifts of healing. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between the spirits. We'll talk about that. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still to another, interpretation of tongues. Everybody gets something. Everybody gets something because everybody needs something. Man, I should be getting some amens on this, you know? Mike, do me a favor. I'm getting hot up here. Would you turn that fan on for me, the big fan? Thank you very much. Everybody gets something because everybody needs something. If you're going to follow God, you need to get better than what you are. Now, this is quite a list. Starts off with message of wisdom and a message of knowledge. And that's what we're talking about, kind of a teachy kind of gift, talking about the understanding of the things of God and the application of the things of God. How many of you guys struggle with comprehending this book? Amen? Aren't you glad there's people around here that have the gift and the ability to teach? Weren't you blessed by Scott this morning?
Amen.
Yeah? Weren't you blessed by Pastor Paul this morning? Yes! We have people around us, the ladies' Bible study on Tuesday night, Gail and Lisa lead that. We got teachers downstairs. We got Shauna downstairs teaching the new little preschool class. Natty's down there teaching a preschool class. Ramiro down there teaching a Spanish class. I'm trying to think who else is teaching. Julie Camacho is teaching the grammar school class. All those guys have that gift of teaching. It comes tied up with the message of wisdom and the message of knowledge. Okay? Does that make sense? Right? It's a supernatural gift. It's like God magic. Okay? I hate using that word, but there's a mysticism associated with the spiritual gifts. I mean, it's not magic. We do incantations and stuff like that, but it is supernatural where God from heaven sends something special for you to be better. Does that make sense? So we're talking about the message of wisdom, the message of knowledge. We're talking about faith. And this faith that we're talking about is not the kind of faith that you get saved with. It is the kind of faith that you can believe God to do incredible things.
That's right.
Just mighty. Have you known people like that? I mean, they believe God for anything. And then you see God do stuff. It's like, wow. You think, what? I wish I had that faith. That's what Roki was talking about with the offering today. I wish I had that faith. For some of us, it's a struggle. For some, it is a supernatural gift from God. He makes us better. So we have gifts of faith. We have gifts of healing and gifts of miraculous powers. Okay? Johnny, pray. If you want healing, have Johnny pray for you. If you want healing, have Sharon pray for you. They have a gift of healing. Miraculous powers. When Jesus broke the bread and broke the fish and fed 5,000. Those are the types of miraculous powers that we're talking about. Okay? Just, whoa! That kind of stuff. Let's say Johnny came up and prayed for Larry and he could see. Whoa! Get your attention? Say, Larry came, and Sharon came and prayed for Timothy. Boom! All his disease is gone. What do you got?
Muscular dystrophy.
And it's we've had it for 20, 30, 40 years, something like that. All of it reversed like that. That's a type of supernatural powers that we are talking about that is available to the church, that is given out by God. Amen? We're talking about gift of prophecy. Prophecy is the foretelling, not necessarily the foretelling, the prediction of what's going to happen, but the foretelling of God's word and God's plan for your life. For these youth, you guys have gifts that are available to you. Some of you guys might be bored with what I'm talking about, but if you could grasp onto what is God's gift for you, we have tests. I think I got 15 of these. Many of you have taken this. You're going to become a member of this church. We have you take this. Why? Because I want to know what gift you have. You know what I walk around in my Bible? I walk around with a list right here. I've had this in my Bible for a year. Last time we did this on a Wednesday night, I have the results of the spiritual gifts test for everybody that was in the class that night. I want to know what God has given you. Why? So that I can better utilize those gifts for this body. Everywhere I go, I got this list. That's how important it is. That's how it is important it is, young people. I mean, Jason, if you could figure out what the Lord had given you now and you could move into that, I'll tell you what, bro, you would be 15 years ahead of me. 15 years ahead. Don't you want to know what God has for you? Yes. Amen? Don't you want to move into that? That's what this test is. They're sitting right up here. You come up afterward, you self-grading, say, let me know, I'll put you on my list. Okay? All right, so we have prophecy to another distinguishing between spirits. Pastors get this a lot. Natty has this. She says, wow, you got to watch this person. Distinguishing between spirits is you'll know when somebody's got a bad spirit on them. It's like, whoa. You know what I'm talking about? You ever come across somebody just kind of gives you the creeps? You know what I'm talking about? We're talking about in the church, right? We're talking about somebody comes walking in and you just got this discernment, the gift of discernment, and you can go, watch out for that one. That person right there is dangerous. Doesn't mean we're going to kick them out, but it does mean we're going to pay attention. Make sense? Make sense? All these gifts are given what? For the common good. So that the church can function. We don't need everybody to have the gifts of discernment. Natty can go, whoa, watch out, right there. Don't do it like that, but. All right. Distinguishing between church. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And that is a lot of confusion and concern in the church. Like, whoa, this is kind of freaking me out. What speaking in tongues is God would give you a message for the whole church or for somebody else that you don't understand. He would give you a message in a language that you don't understand. And the message of interpretation of tongues is, for instance, Paul might get a message in tongues and Timothy might get the interpretation. Paul doesn't know what he's talking. He's just going to be obedient and say that. And as Paul is saying that, Timothy will go, I know what he's saying. And right after that, Timothy would interpret that, and he put tongues and interpretation together, and they equal prophecy, that foretelling of God's word. Some of this stuff is kind of like, whoa, that's kind of weird. How many of you have thought some of the stuff that God does is a little weird? I mean, my Lord hanging on a cross, bleeding for my sins, that's a little weird. That's not something I would have dreamed up on my own, right? You know what? God will do some stuff that's going to stretch your mind. If you're going to follow him, you're going to have to let him do that in you. If you're going to follow him, you're going to have to be better than you are. This is how he will work in your life to make you better. If you struggle with this, struggle with it. But figure it out. Why? Because you don't want to stay where you are. You cannot follow God and stay where you are. If you're going to follow him, you got to get better. Amen? All right. Let's see. Wow, we're late. Okay. God puts us on his team. God's going to do a thing in your life, and he's going to use you and equip you for a purpose. And he's not going to leave you alone. He's going to put you in a group, just like this wonderful group right here. Sometimes you're here to be trained. Sometimes you're here to be a trainer. Sometimes you're here to be trained until you become equipped enough to become a trainer. We're all on various levels of advancement with the Lord. It says, all these are the work of the one and the same Spirit. He gives them to each one just as he determines. It's not up to you, it's up to him. The body is a unit, talking about the body of Christ, talking about the church. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all of its parts are many, they form one body. And as we're talking about that unity, that all the diversity that is in here, he unifies us for a common purpose and a common vision. So it is with Christ, for we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. God improves you for a purpose. God puts us on his team. All this diversity God uses for the church. Bible says that unless God builds the house, the laborers labor in vain. Amen. Jesus says, I'm going to build my church. Everyone that is here today, and some of you guys aren't normally here. Everyone that is here today is here for a reason. He has you here to either be equipped or to serve. One of the two. And if you're here to be equipped, that means that you're going to serve one day. Why? Because God has prepared works of service for you to do. Amen. Everyone here. Like, wait a minute. My job is to be served. Not for very long. Amen? Amen. We got to get better. Why do we have to get better? Because we were all damaged. Mankind was damaged. Our race was damaged at the fall. It destroyed our relationship with God. It destroyed our relationship with one another. And it destroyed our relationship with the creation. God says, I'll make you better. I'll put you back. So that you can find victory in your life. Wouldn't you love to figure this out? How many of you guys were saved at 14? Gail, really? Wow. Oh, well, less than 14 counts. All right. Yeah, all you kids. Really? Okay. I was saved at 29. How many of you were older than 29 when you got saved? Wow, just a few of us oldsters.
I still don't know if I'm saved.
Well, that can be changed today, bro.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, I would love to have known the Lord when I was 14 years old. I'd love to be sitting in here today going, man, this is for me. I'd love to sit here, be Cody going, man, God's got something for me. I want to know what it is. I want to run through that. I want to be as good as I can be for the Lord.
Amen?
Amen?
Right.
That's what I want. Bible says, Jesus says, I'm going to build my church. I'm going to use you in a mighty way that you don't even comprehend. But for that to happen, some changes are going to have to happen in you. Because some of you sit here today and it's not working out real well for you. Some of you got some stuff in your life. You know, kind of start following God and then veer off track. Some of us start following God and we got some old stuff in our lives and we start pulling it along and you're not going to be able to follow God and pull that stuff with you. Changes are going to have to be made. You're going to have to get better. Amen? We had a little situation in my family this week. Rokey talked about his family. We're talking about mine. This was Joe's iPod, Generation 3, right? Third generation. I'm not up on all the lingo. But it's all cracked. You guys can look at it later. Anyway, it bit the dust on Wednesday night here. Joe was playing basketball, and it's out on the table, and the guy's looking at it, and it is busted. So Thursday night, Joe with his mom were walking out the door, and Lisa says, did you talk to your dad about this? He goes, what do you mean, Mom? You better talk to him. And he came over to me and said, Dad, I'm going to go get me a new iPod. I'm like, oh, really? How are you going to do that? Well, I got some money, and I'm going to go to the bank. I'm going to take a bunch of money out so that I can get me my iPod. But I'm going to pay myself back. I said, you know, I'm not really liking that plan very much. And I tell you what, we had quite a disagreement over his desire for his iPod right now and my desire for him to wait and earn the money to get his iPod. Now, that situation was exacerbated because of some recent purchases that he had. I said, man, there's a little bit of a control issue here. And in our family, we want to have control. So, Joe, we're going to wait on this. And, oh, we had a struggle. You guys ever struggle with God? God kind of says, oh, no, we don't do that in my family. And you want to argue with God? And you get a little bit mad at God? Well, Joe was a little bit mad at me. But Friday morning, he got up. I mean, Thursday night, it was like late. I said, Joe, I'm tired of this. I'm tired. I don't want to hear about it no more. Friday morning, he started getting up and started talking about what he could do to start making some money, what he could do to start moving some resources around. And we did some stuff and sold some stuff that he had, and he got a little bit of money, almost the money. He's happy. And then Friday night, he goes, Dad, can I wash your car tomorrow for $5? Me being the kind and generous dad that I am, said, no way. Are you kidding me? So he's washing his mom's windows. He's washing his mom's cars. He is cleaning the house, doing all this stuff. And his mom calls me about 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and said, Joe has totally blown me away with his attitude, his desire to work, his desire to grab onto the things of our family. Show me your toy, bud. So he went out. I said, well, take him down to Sam's Club and get him his new iPod. And so this is a fourth generation. Look how skinny that thing is, man. I don't even know how to work this thing. But I tell you what, how different to grab onto family values and get your reward and have everybody drawn together as opposed to I'm going to do it my way and I'm owed. See, if we're going to follow God, we have to get better. We're going to follow God. God will make you better. Amen? You guys good? Good? What now? I don't know. He paid it all off. He doesn't owe any more money. But it was not borrowing. It was earning that was the lesson. All right, let's move quick and get through this. Okay. God fits us all together. And God will give you a job. How many of you guys want a job from God?
Amen.
Look at that. Only half the people. I don't want a job from God. Come on. It says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And in the church, God has appointed, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then workers of miracles, and also those gifts having the gifts of healing, those able to help others, those with gifts of administration, and those speaking in different kinds of tongues. God has a job for you. God has a role for you to fulfill. Everyone here has a job. Everybody, you see, Scott was talking about the worship team up here singing. Mike back there figuring out that soundboard, which is a really complicated thing. Mike Henson doing projects and works up. Everybody around here has a place to fit in. Now, he gives us another list, another 8 things. Apostles. Apostles are groundbreakers, church planners, church developers. Initially those sent by Christ, but I believe kind of expanded from that and to include more people than that in our current day. Prophets, those we talked about prophecy a moment ago, those that are proclaiming the message of God, a little bit like what's going on right now. Teachers, I talked about all the teachers that we had. Ann's right there teaching. Lisa Gaudet sitting right there, she's one of our teachers. Linda sitting in the back row, she's one of our teachers. I'm looking at all the teachers we got around here. I'm blessed by how many teachers we got in here. Roki back there teaching. Aaron teaching. Oh, sorry about that. Glory to God. Amen. Lisa back there teaching. Workers of miracles, gifts of healings. Those are biggies, man. Administrators. Got some people that line people up. Timothy's got a real gift of administration. Those speaking with tongues. I talked about that before. God equips us with diverse gifts, and then he gives us a place to serve. The further you follow him, the better you need to be. The further you go, the closer you need to be to God. Amen. Everybody has a gift. Everybody has a role. Jackie, you are God's workmanship. Yuseli, you have works that God has for you prepared at the beginning of time for you to accomplish.
Amen.
Now, Joe, at the end of his work day, his mom was totally blessed. How would you like to show up to heaven and have God go, yo, what about my list? There ain't nothing done on this. I had all these things for you, and you just kept on blowing me off. You want to show up to heaven like that? You show up like Joe. Mom is loving me. I got my iPod. Because guess what? You fill out God's list, there's a reward in heaven.
That's right.
Amen? You guys smell them burgers? I know some of you guys are vegans. But that's going to be that good smell going through heaven. Hey, Mike, turn that fan off, man. We're not going to be able to think about the word. All right. We need to be looking for more, right? He says, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all have gifts of healing, do all speak in tongues, do all interpret? Eagerly desire the greater gifts. God gives you something to shoot for. Wherever you're at today, there's more for you. However far that you have come with the Lord, there is further to go. God gives us a list, and this list appears to be in order. First, there's apostles. There's this. You start at the bottom, and you work your way up. Are you working? Are you moving? Are you wanting to move up? Or are you just wanting the people to come around here and serve you today? God gives us the opportunity to advance. And in the spiritual realm, there is room for advancement. And for some of you, that's quite different than what you expect here. Because we're told, oh, Jesus died on the cross, and all you got to do is believe on that, and you're part of the team, and everything is good. And Paul says, wait a minute, there's a whole hierarchy of gifts, there's a whole hierarchy of roles, and you should be desiring. You know, Roki talked about the mud run, and how hard he had to train so that he would be ready to run that race. And here Paul is telling us that there is a spiritual race and a spiritual progression for each one of us to go through in our lives. You're saying, wait a minute, that's not what I signed up for. Some of you are here. You're saying, I want to go as far as I can with God. Some of you are saying, I want, if there is a gift that I have not yet received that is available to me, I want it. Some of you are saying, if there is something more that I can do to advance the kingdom of God, I want to do it. I want to be used the way Roki is used up there. When he talks about even his failures, Roki's failures advance the kingdom of God. Because why? Because it challenges you to have a greater faith. Amen? And you might be thinking, you know what? I want to be used by that. I want to be used by the Lord. I want to have an anointing on my life. I want to be directed by God. You're going to be better. You're going to go further. You're going to take a work of God in your life. And some of you are thinking, nah. You know what? I think I could fix that iPod. I'll take the old bus. Show me that new iPod. Look at how skinny. iPod 4, brand new and shiny. iPod 3, busted screen, shattered, don't even break. Some of you are fine with a busted, shattered, broken life that doesn't even work. You choose. God says, I have got incomparably great power that I would release in your life. Do you even care? And some of you sit here today and say, not really. I wish you'd just be done. I'm smelling them burgers. I want to get out of here. I got stuff to do. This service is a bit of an inconvenience to me today, Pastor. So let's just move it on. If that's you this morning, I fear that you will never experience the incomparably great power of God. And my prayer for you is the same prayer that Paul had as he prayed for the church in Ephesus. Oh, I pray that the eyes of your heart would be opened and you could understand that new hope that is available to you, the inheritance that you have in the saints, and that incomparably great power for us who believe. Lord Jesus, I just come before you this morning, Lord. Lisa, would you come up and play a song for us. Lord, there are those that are here this morning that are so excited to be following you with their whole hearts and their whole lives. And they are sitting there right now going, what is the next gift for me? Where am I at? How do I move up a couple of notches? What's the next job? What's the next role for me to fill? Is there a teaching position open? Is there a prophet position open? Is there an administration role that's open? I want to move up. God, would you guide and direct me? Would you touch my heart? Lord, would you help me to understand where I can serve, where you would use me, Lord? Show me, Lord, what do I have in my life that is holding me back? Some of you are sitting here today going, Lord, all that you have, I want. I just want that next step, Lord. There's 120 believers in that upper room. They were baptized in the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. They waited for a week saying, Lord, send us your Spirit. Send us your Spirit. You sit here today and say, Lord, send me your Spirit, Lord. Send me your gifts. I eagerly desire the greater gifts in my life. Lord, I want to know you in a greater way. I want to be used by you in a greater way. Meet me here this morning, Lord. Lord, I begin a quest. I begin a race, Lord. I desire, Lord, the better things from you. Lord, I don't care what the other people around here are thinking. Lord, I want all that I can get from you. I want to follow you as far as I can. Make me as good as I can be, Lord. You're here this morning saying, that's me. I want to be used by God in such a mighty way. I want to be an agent of change. Say, Lord, here I am. Lord, I need to know you in a new way. I need you to make me better. I don't want to be dragged down by the people around me anymore. I want to be transformed and made new. If that's you, I just want you to just stand where you're at. I just want you to just put your hands up and say, Lord, here I am. I cry out to you this morning, Lord. The spiritual gifts, Lord, prophecy, healing, administration, Lord, tongues, interpretation of tongues, Lord. I want to know you in a new and mighty way, Lord. I want to be an agent of change, Lord. I want to have a position in your kingdom. I want to have a position in your church. I want to be made better. Hallelujah. Just begin to just speak that out where you're at. If that's you this morning, say, Lord, I want to know you in this new way. Mike, would you turn this guitar on for me and her mic? Lord, Lisa sings, and we just make this into a prayer this morning, Lord. Meet us in this place, Lord. I pray an outpouring of your Spirit that you would meet us here this morning. Hallelujah. Just right where you're at, just begin to cry out to him. 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 Just begin to cry out to him.